Suter a shot. Stopped in front. Battle for the rebound. Chopped up by Radulov. Turning around. Leg one to Zinlicki. Zinlicki for Bach. Bach looking. There he scores. Redick Bach flips it in. And the Predators have tied the game at four with 46.8 seconds to go. Oh, my.
Radick Bach grabbed the equalizer with 47 seconds to play. It capped a four-goal third period. Pete Weber, the call on the Predators radio network as Nashville would go on to a 5-4 shootout win in Montreal. The Preds weren't as lucky a couple of nights later in Toronto.
It is Bielak in on the forecheck. He takes a run at Greg Zanin. Shot. Push puck in front. They score! Wade Bielak gets his first of the year.
Dennis Bayak, the call on 640 Toronto radio as Wade Bielak's first goal since December of 2003 highlighted the Leafs' 3-1 win. Toronto counted on a more familiar score in the Big Apple.
Sundin to Ian White. For Sundin to Kabina. Rashot scores! Pavel Kabina. Antropov may have got his stick on it. If it's Antropov's, it's his hat-trick goal.
Indeed a three-goal game, the second of Nick Antropov's career. Joe Bowen, the call on 640 Toronto Radio. Antropov's hat-trick, part of a 6-2 thumping of the Rangers. The Senators are trying to regain their winning form after halting a seven-game skid, thanks to a big save by Ray Emery.
Well, here comes Krebs now, penalty shot. In over the Ottawa line. Coming in on Ray Emery. He deeks. Great save, Emery! He sprawls, and he got his left pad on it, or left skate. Great save by Emery. Off the penalty shot by Krebs.
Dave Schreiber, the call on the team 1200 in Ottawa as Emery denied Kamil Krebs, and the Sens went on to a 5-4 win over Florida. Boston capitalized on a miscue to grab a rare victory on Long Island.
Now Albers with a high flip will move it back to center ice. And Sutton gave it away. In front, Nokalainen scores! Petri Nokalainen on a giveaway by Andy Sutton right in front. And Nokalainen with his first as a Bruin has made it 2-0.
Dave Gosher on WBZ News Radio 1030 in Boston as Petri Nokalainen tallied the eventual game winner, and Tim Thomas made 33 saves to beat the Islanders 3-1. It was the Bruins' first win at Nassau Coliseum since December of 2001, and also the Islanders' 13th straight game scoring two goals or less. No such luck for the Bees in New Jersey as the Devils overcame a 3-0 first period deficit.
Coming out of his own end, right wing pass for Parisi across the blue line. Drops one for Elias, right side. Circle scores! Patrick Elias with the wrister beats Rask, and the Devils have won it in overtime, 4-3.
Matt Laughlin, the call on WFAN in New York as Patrick Elias's goal extended the Devils' winning streak to 8 games. Finally, Columbus accomplished a franchise first against all odds. The Blue Jackets trailed Colorado 3-1 heading into the third period. Not a good sign since the Avs were 10-0 when leading after 2 this season and had won 22 of 25 meetings between the teams.
Here's Peach again, top of the circle. Oh, rebound off the left pad, rebound, it's open, they score! Danny Frenchie will give the Jackets the lead again. This time they lead 5-4.
George Matthews on the Blue Jackets radio network as Dan Fritchie scored with 4:05 remaining, and then Columbus held on.
5 seconds, and here's the crowd to take you on home. First time ever the Jackets in their history will defeat the Avalanche in regulation time and nationwide.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.